Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
So to Venezuela now, and joining us from Caracas is BBC reporter Sarah Granger. Good morning, Sarah.
Morning.
So the national mystery for weeks in Venezuela is, where is Hugo Chavez? And first of all, what do we know over the last couple of weeks of his whereabouts other than this curious picture taken in Cuba?
Well, very little. We were told that he had an emergency surgery in Cuba. That's now nearly 3 weeks ago. And other than that, we don't know too much. The ministries here, the ministers and government have released information in dribs and drabs over the last few weeks to try to reassure people that everything is fine. They've insisted that he's still in Cuba, that he's recuperating, and that he will be back to Caracas shortly. But I think one of the most significant events, yesterday, Wednesday, here in Caracas, they did say that they were postponing a regional heads of government meeting that had been organized in Venezuela for next week because President Chavez's health would not be able to cope with that kind of meeting. So that really a big admittance that, you know, he obviously has suffered quite serious health problems, and we're wondering if he will be back next week, because obviously next week also there are Independence Day celebrations here, and it's the bicentennial, 200 years of independence from Spain. So wondering if he'll be back for that, or if this latest development means that in fact he won't even make it for those celebrations.
Well, if he won't make it for an event as monumental as the bicentennial of Venezuela's independence from Spain, one would have to only begin to speculate, can he survive at all? The original diagnosis, I believe, was that he had a pelvic abscess, which could be a very, very serious problem. Why go to Cuba for treatment on something like that?
Well, what actually happened, he left the country at the beginning of June to for a tour of some other South American nations. He went first to Brazil and then Ecuador, and then he ended the tour in Cuba. And the way the government has explained it to the public here is that he had to have this emergency surgery in Cuba, and it was perfectly coincidental that it happened in Havana. We don't know if that's really the case. We don't know if this was a pre-existing condition, if he already knew that he would have to have some kind of surgery. We haven't heard from any of the doctors who've treated him. There's really been very little information about the illness and exactly what's happened with that, other than to say that he's, you know, in recuperation. But like I say, you know, this absence is stretching into 4 weeks, 3 weeks since the surgery. And like you say, you know, this is a sort of seminal moment next week in Venezuelan history. One would expect him to be back. And if he's not, then pressure for him to hand over powers to the vice president will certainly grow, because so far the government's managed to say that he can run the country from his hospital bed in Havana no problem, that he's in constant contact with his ministers. But I don't think that explanation will wash if he doesn't make it back for next Tuesday.
And there's a brother possibly available as a successor. What's the process for even determining if there needs to be a transition of power?
Well, constitutionally, it should go to the vice president, at least as an interim measure until they held elections. The vice president's been pressured by the opposition, but has refused to take that position, has refused to take over. Quite how much pressure the opposition could bring to bear isn't really very clear, because, you know, President Chavez's party still has a majority, right, in the National Assembly, and his method of governing has been very much top-down. He's been in charge of everything.
Well, Sarah, so, and indeed, the question is Hugo Chavez even alive? Sarah Granger, BBC reporter in Caracas, Venezuela, on the mystery of where is Hugo Chavez.
How are you, Fidel?